The Mind Aware, 644.
I'm excited! Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.
If you're on Facebook, be sure to catch Dana when she's live. Get notifications when Dana is going live at danaupdate.com. When you're connected at danaupdate.com, you're the first to know when Dana is live and you get access to weekly freebies. Just go to danaupdate.com to get notified and you can hang out with Dana live and get fired up together. Even if you can't join her live, when you're registered at danaupdate.com, you get immediate access to the replays. Hanging out with Dana live is brain training at its best, so make sure to get registered at danaupdate.com right now.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I'm so happy you're here, and I'm so happy we get to spend some time together. And thank you, by the way, for putting those good reviews out on iTunes and all the other listen spheres. There must be a better word. You know what I'm talking about. All those places where you can listen to the show. I really do appreciate your support. So, being a good receiver. You remember last show we talked about giving. And I mentioned that this show we're going to talk about receiving. And I'll tell you why. What happened was we had somebody in one of the Train Your Brain sandboxes talk about receiving some money, having some money come to them. But the problem was it was coming from somebody who maybe there was a history where the money that came from that person, there were strings attached. And they didn't know how to receive it, be a good receiver, and not have that ickiness attached to the receiving of this money that was coming their way. So I want to address that. But I want to address first, just in general, talking about being a good receiver. So the first point I want to make is really that in most of the cultures around the world, we aren't necessarily trained to use this muscle. We aren't necessarily taught early on that it's good to receive and that we should be open-hearted and receive open-heartedly. At least here in the U.S., there's very much this kind of cowboy mentality of like, I did it on my own. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I didn't need anybody. I was able to do it all on my own. And I understand the history of that and where it comes from. But in terms of allowing in more abundance and allowing more goodness into your life, it's not necessarily conducive to that. It's also not conducive to building community too, by the way, just a side note. But let's just talk about what it means to be a good receiver and how to be a good receiver and how to start exercising that ability to be a good receiver. When you get a compliment, do you receive it or do you deflect it? When you find some change on the ground, do you acknowledge, like, wow, I'm receiving this, this is coming to me? If somebody offers you help, do you receive it? Like, think of all of the different ways that we have opportunities to receive things. We have opportunities to exercise the receiving muscles, and we don't take it seriously. We don't exercise it. And I know, I get it. Somebody gives you a compliment. We're taught to be modest and say like, oh, no, not really. That's not me. It's this, or it's the other thing, or thank you. Oh, this old thing, all of those kinds of deflecting comments. But imagine how it would feel when the next time somebody gives you a compliment to just say, wow, thank you, I'll take that. Wow, thank you, I hear that. Wow, thank you. That feels so good. Thank you. And just let it in. Fully let it in without deflecting. Find those ways, acknowledge those ways to work your receiving muscle. When you find some money, pick it up and be like, yeah, this is me practicing receiving. I'll take that. I'm receiving this. Thank you so much. Somebody offers help. Yes, yes, I will take the help. Thank you so much. You know, it's such a feel good for people to be able to do that, to be able to help. And so make it a feel good to receive, because what happens is that, you know, outside of all of these ideas of like, oh, you know, you receive and the universe gives you more, or you receive and you give others the opportunity to give. When you receive, you're training your brain to be in the receiving mode. You're training your brain to look for more ways that awesomeness and abundance are coming to you. So you have to practice it. Practice being a good receiver. So now that I got that out of the way, let me talk about the second point, specifically about somebody offering you money that you feel like they have a history of having ulterior motives or having strings attached. Because in those cases, it may not be good to receive. Now, listen, you've maybe heard me say this before, but I'm going to say it again because it applies to everything, not just this situation. And here it is. What you do or what you don't do doesn't matter. What matters is the story that you tell about it or what you feel about it. And I tend to say go with the path of least resistance. So you got this situation. You can take the money and you can feel good, or you can take the money and you can feel bad, or you cannot take the money and feel good, or you cannot take the money and feel bad. And only you really know the answer of what's going to be a feel good. You could easily train your brain, tell yourself this story, a new story about how you're training your brain. You want to see this person in a different way. You want to trust that they are coming from their highest selves. You want to see them in a higher light. You want to know that maybe they've had a history of doing something else, but instead you want to see them as coming from their best selves, and you want to give them the opportunity to come from their best selves by accepting the money. And you want to be the kind of person who sees people in a good way, and you don't want to be thinking things that are not positive or not feeling good about the people that are around you. And so this is a process that you can certainly go through and accept the money. And if you start to go down that route with that thinking process, those thinking thoughts, the thinking of maybe I shouldn't be so judgmental, maybe I should be thinking of this person as a good person and I like seeing them in their highest light. I think it's awesome that they're in their highest light. I love who they are when they're like this. I'm going to openly receive this. This is good for me to receive it. All of that works. All of that is a perfectly viable solution. And equally, you could easily not take the money and not train your brain that this person is changing or talk yourself into seeing them differently. And you could instead use a story of, look it, I trust my intuition. I trust my history with this person. I could train my brain to see them differently, but that sounds like a lot of work and I don't want to go down the hard work path. I want to go down the easy path. And I bless them and I'm sure they're doing the best that they can, but this particular money isn't the best fit for me and I trust that it'll come to me in different ways. And I feel good about my decision to not take this money because I know that it's a tall order for me to switch the history that I've got with this person, and it's much easier just to bless and release, and I like the easy path, and I know that money comes to me in all sorts of different new and interesting ways. Take the money, don't take the money. Either way, there's a good story to be told about it. And at the end of the day, only you know which is the path of least resistance for you. Only you know the best answer for you. And there is no more morally right answer or less morally right. The third point I want to make here is that you have to be able to trust yourself. You have to be able to trust the answer that you come to in this and not judge yourself about, oh, if I was really a good person, then I would see them in their highest light and I would take the money. There is no right or wrong answer here. The example I like to give all the time is if you have a headache, you can lay down and think your headache away. You can also use some peppermint oil or some arnica, the homeopathic remedy, or you can take a couple of Advil. And in some circles or in some ideas, it would be like, oh, Advil, bad, homeopathic medicine, good. And here's what I would like to say to any of those decisions. Whatever works for you, whatever is the easiest, fastest, funnest, lightest path of least resistance is the path. There is no morally right or wrong answer here. There are only preferences. And you go through life and you feel around, you find your preferences. So you might over time find, hey, guess what? Turns out the arnica is faster than the Advil because I've been poking around and I figured out that this is a better solution for me. Turns out I can see this person differently and I can receive that money and it is a feel good to receive that money. Turns out that I can tell a story where I'm okay with being who I am and seeing people the way that I see them and feeling good about myself regardless of how I see that person, feeling good about myself regardless of if the money comes in a different way. There are limitless options for how you want to navigate the world, and there is no judgment and no right or wrong answer. So I want to reiterate, point number three is you have to be able to trust yourself. That is the core, and that is really the core story here. How do you know if you can trust yourself? Make your decisions from a feel-good place. So if you're feeling down or stressed or leery or tired or overwhelmed, don't make a decision from that place. Get feeling good, tell the good story, and then just see which path lights you up and make the decision from there. When you make decisions from a feel-good place and you tell that story that I can trust myself, I can trust myself, I have clarity, I can trust myself, I make good decisions, I like that I can feel around and pick the best preference. I can trust myself. I love that I can trust myself. Life is good. Things are getting better. I love that I can trust my decisions and trust my intuition and trust my gut and live my life in a non-judgmental state, not just about everybody else, but also about myself. This isn't about seeing people in rigid ways. This is about having preferences and banging around and figuring it out. Because let's face it, that's what we're all doing here, isn't it? You know, anybody can make an argument for anything and you can have so many facts to back up any story. And so only you can navigate your life. Only you can trust yourself. Only you can make the best decisions for you and feel good about them and tell the good story. And enjoy them and look for the fun, easy path and live your life on your terms with the meaning you have and the way you want to have it. So there, I hope that's sufficiently complicated. I just think it's really fun banging around and figuring it all out. And at the end of the day, let's try to be better receivers. Allow more in. Feel good. Allow more in. Allow more in. Receive. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More is coming in. More goodness. More and more.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy free holies, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?